That's the way people talk. Even Zechat says no. If you want, you can even take out more than five, more than six, as much as you want. Trashik the Amri Yinshi. Cheshbon Kotan Tchilo. V'yimitztorach liyaisa yifne. Yaisa. V'shamachin malka dalad reisha. V'odeh chamisha. Who are they nafilo tuva? Hey, Shmuel Hol does not bedeek the Lashon 4 or 5. That's the way people talk. If I want to clean out, I'll clean out 4 or 5. No, what didn't he mean 6, 7? Kits, as much room as you need. You're allowed to clean out the barrels to use for your Orchim or use for the base of Medrash. That's what we passed on this. Afilo Tubanami. Mufanin. Avizoyu mai avu loye soitzer. What does it mean loye soitzer? It means shela yigma kuloi. It means you should not end off the whole thing. Because if you have 20 barrels there, you can only take out 19. But the last one you can't take out. What's the Hezbo? Why not? We're afraid if you empty out the whole warehouse, you'll come to clean, to smooth off the holes in the ground. And the amount of the grounds then were made out of dirt, with dirt floor. And if you smooth out the floor, you open is the binyan. So it's also to do it on Shabbos, and many Xeria, you can't clean out the oitzer together, altogether. But let's say you have mamash all 20 barrels then, you didn't start to use any of them yet. The locher is maschilin. You are allowed to start to empty out the oitzer on Shabbos. Why? Umani Rav Shimon he, because our Mishnah goes Allah according to Rav Shimon, the less lay muksa. In a case like this, that the barrels, let's say the wine or figs, the barrels are royal to use. It's good wine. No, you put it away in the storehouse, you don't have that, use it now, you use it in 2 months from now. According to Rav Shimon, it's not called muksa. Because since the oichel itself is royal teeth, that's not enough to make a muksa. Rav Shimon only holds for muksa by greatness of smukim. Greatness of smukim means if you have dates that you want to dry out to make them into raisins. So you put them on top of your roof. So when they put your matchab yadayim, you put them on top of the roof, and there they start to dry out. And the svar is that while they're drying out, that loy chozi leklum, they're not edible then. So since there's a big dichi yadayim like that, that makes a muksum. Like then you have no doubt to use it at all. Because the maisa, when the raisins are drying out, it's not edible. But here, the barrels, they're edible all along. You could eat them. Just you put them away now to store them for another 2 months. So it doesn't become muksum according to Rav Shimon. So halacha is, if you want to start cleaning out the Yitzhar on Shabbos, you're allowed to. Even though you didn't start using the barrels yet, the barrels are not muksum. What does it mean the Mishnah of Loyas Yitzhar? It means you can't finish it. You can't take out all the barrels from the room on Shabbos. Because then there's exer, you come to smooth out the floor. Right. Tana Rabban, Ein maschilin b'yoytzeh t'chila. You can't start taking the barrels out on Yitzhar at the beginning. But you're allowed to make like a room to walk through, like a path. You can make a path through the barrels to come in and to go out. How you say you're allowed to make a path? Push means you're allowed to empty out the barrels to make the path. I go amrit ain maschilin. I just got finished saying no, ain maschilin. So Chur, you can't start, the Chur, this will be right, goes according to Reb Yehuda. I mean, according to Reb Yehuda Shita, that holds that an Issa Muksa, if you just put barrels into a storeroom, so on Shabbos now, if you didn't use the storeroom from before Shabbos, all the barrels are Muksa. So according to Reb Yehuda, you're not allowed to start emptying them out. For the Gemara, if you can't start because the Muksa, so how could you make a path to go through the room? There it says, Hochikoma, Oysa boy Shvil Baraglov. There's no real head to touch the barrels to move them. They're muksa. Though with your feet, though, you can push them aside, though, to make room for you to go through. The drashe beragloi means mefane beraglov. With your foot, you're allowed to push the barrels on the side. Lekan lekan derech lechosay. The way you're walking, the heavy tiltle. That's not called a tiltle. This the chur is lemaisa. As once we got a loch, it's like this come out that muksa. You're allowed to move with your foot. There's only an issa muksa to touch it with your hands. Muksa you can't move around by a dayim. But dochta the gufa to move it with your rest of your body, with your elbow, with your feet, apipashin it's mutta. That's where the Mishnah Brewer paskins. There are some akram that want to be matchim say no, it's also awesome. It's only awesome, but certainly it's a big tzarech. Oh, we'll see in the Gemara. But apipashin push the Mishnah Brewer paskins like that. Anytime you're not touching the muksa with your hand, you're just moving either with your foot, but with your elbow, you could be naked to move the muksa. So, of course, that's from the Gemara here also. That even though these barrels are muksa, according to Reb Yehuda, because you didn't start using the oitzer yet, so these barrels were set aside, like not to be used for the Shabbos, still you're allowed to move it with your foot to make a path to go through. Tana Rabbon, tfua, tzvura, if you have a tfua, a bunch of wheat, that tzvura is bundled together. Is this man, shehizko bo mi'er Shabbos, if you started to use this tefuah from before Shabbos started to use from this week, of a zoi mutter l'statik yemenu b'Shabbos. Then you're allowed to use it on Shabbos also. Because it's amuksa, trashi tefuah tzvura, mucha milsa the huksel yetzer. Bunch means a whole big bunch, a bunch like a silon full of wheat. So stamazoi, it's like set aside not to use for the Shabbos. It's like for leitzer to store it. But if you start to use it before Shabbos, the staff is Rashi L'Achil B'Hemtoi. You start to give this tefua to your behemom, Damus is not mukser anymore. Because the Zman Sheishchabo Me'er Shabbos is mutal estatik menu b'Shabbos. Because it's not mukser anymore. Since you started to use it on Friday, now you have to use this tefua to give your behemom. So that you'll have to feed him on Shabbos also. V'yim lab, or if you didn't start using it on Friday, or b'zai osel estatik menu b'Shabbos. Divi Reb Shimon. Azoi help Reb Shimon. So this is going to be a bikasha. We know Reb Shimon, we just got finished saying, holds ain't mukta in a case like this. According to Reb Shimon, it shouldn't be mukta. There's only Reb Yehuda Shita. Reb Yehuda holds such a mukta like this, that even though the chepet is roi teeth, but since you're maksa b'daitoi, like you put it away to store it, not to use it, maksa b'daitoi is enough to make it into mukta. So the Gemara's next kasha soon. But so far we're saying, do Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds, it's also here. Reb Acha mat, and Reb Acha is mata. For the Gemara, kalpilai, just the opposite it should be. Strashi kalpilai means kineged, just the opposite. Heichin pernadova, how you changing things? How's it? Homel hepeth, he's saying the opposite way. Reb Shimon mata muksa v'chol mokum. V'kano machmer, how could that be? All over, we know it's a machlekes Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, that Reb Shimon is mekel and hilchos muksa. In a lot of Reb Shimon is moedi, there are certain cases that muksa. But in the regular case that you just set it aside not to use it, v'daitoi, Reb Shimon knows that's not called muksa. So Reb Shimon is matir all over. So how come here you're saying Reb Shimon is machmir? And the Gemara Nechnami, Ela Eimo Yetzvah this, Divrei Reb Acha, the one that says it's also to start using this Tfuah Metzilu on Shabbos is Reb Acha. He holds the smokes, he holds like Reb Yehuda Shita. Reb Shimon matir, but Laloch, we talk like Reb Shimon about it's mutir. His Kozman, the Tfuah is edible. Any type of food that's edible, even though you have it set aside in a store warehouse, if you have it in the store, somebody has the store, and he has his cheese, you have it, whatever, fish in the store, and it comes Shabbos, it comes for Shalosh Shiddush, you have no more food left in your house. So if you have the keys to the store, and there's no Shalosh Shiddush, it's in your house, you're allowed to go down to the store and take out the fish to eat it. Even though the chur of the fish before Shabbos, like was set aside not to use for Shabbos, like the mal, the food in the store, it's not even to sell, and you don't sell on Shabbos. Still, it's not muksa. But about the fish itself is edible, the food is edible, even though you didn't have that before Shabbos to use it, the according to Reb Shimon, that's not muksa. Like here, you had something set aside in the base oitzer, you had it in the storehouse, so what? Now if you want to use it on Shabbos, you're allowed to start using it on Shabbos. Since the food is edible, it's not muksa according to Reb Shimon. So the Mara, Tana, kama shir tfuah, how much do you have to like pile up the tfuah to give it a shame at chila, it's not aimed for you to use it? It's aimed to set aside to be like a warehouse. It's according to Yehuda Sheet that holds it is muksa. How much tfua has to be in a pile like the megaladas not to use it? Is lesach. The shear is a lesach. So Rashi, avo botsum yochil avoitzu. If you have less than a lesach full of tfua, then even according to Yehuda, it's not muksa. That's not called an oitzu. It's not called you're storing it. It's called you're going to use it. What's a lesach? So Rashi, a tchatzi kur, who tests for soin. It's 15 soin. Voyim enei rab nechumi bar zacharya, miyabaya. Shear tfua tzvura bekama. Right, the same shayla. How much tfua do you have to have stacked up to give it a shem muksa? As if now it's an oitzer, you're not going to use it anymore, it's set aside for an oitzer. Or Malay, he answered him, harayamru shear tfua tzvura lesach. We said the shear is a lesach, that's 15 soyim, that's the shear that's called set aside not to use it. You're going to use it now as a warehouse. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's muksa, but Allah, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's muta. Iboilihu. Hani avo v'chomish kupis to komar. That the Mishnah says you're allowed to empty out four or five. Now really we had it's machlekes what the Mishnah means four or five. But the first man the yama was bedir. From a small light you could take out four, and from a big light you could take out five, but not more. And according to Shmuel we said he holds no. He holds you're allowed to take out as many as you want. Four and five really is lav davka. Just means as much as there is you could take out. Just the last one you have to leave them. You can't empty out the oitzer altogether. But according to both of them, it's a new shayla now. Iboilihu. Hani yabo v'chomish kupis dekomar, biyabo v'chomish kupis in. Tfeiloi. You have four or five barrels, let's say full of figs, or full of wine. Now you want to empty out the barrels. So you vadavka have to pick up this whole big barrel the way it is, even though it's nice and heavy. But it's a mile of taking it out in one shot, that you don't have to carry so much. Or else, no, if you want, you could take 100 small barrels and empty out these 4 or 5 barrels into 100 small barrels and carry out the small barrels. What do you gain that way? That each barrel you're carrying out doesn't weigh so much. You like not to shvit so much. It's not such a big tircha to do. So are you allowed to do that or not? That's the shayla. Hani yabo v'chamish kupis to come out. The yabo v'chamish kupis in. You're only allowed to take out the 4 and 5 the way they are stacked to the top. Of its feiloi, you're not allowed to start emptying out these into smaller quantities and take out little by little. I'll note that this tesvar would be lemute v'lucha yodif. It's always better the less walking you have to do. So if you take out one big barrel, it's just one trip to take it outside. Whereas you make it into 5 or 6 small barrels, you have to do 5 or 6 trips. So one svar is lemute v'lucha yodif. It's always better to do less walking on Shabbos. That's the svar. We'll see. We pass like this. That's the svar we had before also. So shaila, when you have a puddle of water in front of you, when you're walking through the Shasrabim, the question was, are you allowed to jump over the puddle, or else are you supposed to walk all the way around it? And the lacha there was, you're allowed to jump over the puddle, because mamayit peluka is always odd. It's always better to do less walking than matrich yourself to walk more. Even though there's far not to jump, because you're not supposed to jump Stamazay and Shabbos, but there it's called a tzarech, you're allowed to jump, because it's kedai to take a shortcut, that you're not to have to walk all the way along. That's the svar also. It's kedai to take out the 5 big barrels here. Habi, you're doing a short hiluch. I dilma, there's a shaila, maybe no, maybe the other way is better. I dilma, lemute masoi odif. It's better to carry less. So even, hey, you have a big 100-pound barrel full of wine, it's kedai to put these 100 pounds into 10 10-pounders, and each one weighs less. It's easy to carry out. And even though you have to make a lera hilucha, that's the shaila. What's odif? It's mamayit biluch or it's mamayit bimasoi, the less carrying, the less weight. Tor Shema, Titoni Chodo, Mefanin Afilu Abo Bechomish Kupois, Shokade Shemin, Vishokade Yain. Even though it's pictures full of Shemin, full of Yain, Vitan Yiduch, Vieser Ubechamesh Osoro. Either 10 or 15, that's the money you can take out. Is a Chur, my love, or Kimiflugi. My love, what's the has to have many reasons to Machlaikis. One is Mashma only 4 and 5. And one is mashma, no, even 10 or 15. So what's the machlokes here? My labokim iflugi. The masa v'muti beluchi yodif. First one, Yom says, what does it mean 4 and 5? It means if you have 4 and 5 barrels then, you'd have to take them out the way they are, the 4 and 5, and walk less. Rather than making them to 15 barrels, you'll have to walk more. That's the first one, Yom. Umasa, but the second score is no. Mute b'masa yodif. It's better to have less weight. So Mela put it into 15 small barrels, and you carry out each one as less weight. That's all. That's what's the machlekes. So the marloi, that's not murgah. That's not the machlekes here. The kula yalma tell ye miyute biluchi yodim. Everybody holds like the first svara. It's always better to do less walking on Shabbos, even though you have to carry out one shot a big barrel. But it's kedar to carry the one shot a big barrel and to do less walking. Obazoi, what's this machlekes if you only do 4 or 5 or 10 or 15? Or mi sarvitz not the gemara. B'yeser, u'v'chamesh asari, akupas koi, is it going on, the kupas is going on, akadin koi, it's going on the kadin, it's going in, how many pitches you put into the barrel, that's the shaylam. V'loi kasha, hodim mishtakli chad chad, the kupa, the first case is talking about, you have 5 big pitches, now only one pitcher fits into the big barrel. So now you take out 5 barrels, because it's one shot, only one pitcher fits into the barrel. For her, the mishtakli tray tray. One case is no, where 2 pitches fit into the barrel. So avada, you have these big barrels. Avada, it's better to fill the big barrels to the top with 2 pitches and carry out in one shot than carry out the different shots. For her, the mishtakli tlosa tlosa over the curry the harfani. One is the type of barrels, just kufni baharfani, a type of a basket. The basket of harfani, they mean smaller baskets that you can put 3 into one big barrel. Since you can put 3 like pitches into one barrel, it's kedai to do that way. So now it's the only carrying out 4, you're only carrying out 5 big barrels. But inside, the barrels are 15 pitches. That's the terrace. There's no machlokes here. It just depends how many pitches could fit into the barrel. Said Rashi, akadim koi. For like plinky, there's no machlokes here. Vachi koma. Biyud, betezvov, yifner, beoysan, hey kupois. That means the 10 or 15 small pitches you have, put them into the 5 big barrels, and carry out the 5 big barrels the way they are. That's what they hold. And everybody holds this way. It's all the mishtak, mi chad echad, bekupa. Ha, detani. Ha, detani. Dalad Vey, that just says 4 and 5. Fulay Nochas, the Minyar doesn't say more. Tekadin Ari, Bekadin Gedolim. We're talking about big pitches. The Mishtakli Chadim Bekupa. You can only put one pitcher into the big barrel. Vach, the Tony, Beyud Betezvav, that just says 10 or 15. Ari, Bekadin Beninim, medium sized pitches. Tekadin Ketanim, real smaller pitches. Esther, the Mishtakli Trey Bekupam. 10 means you can fit two pitches into the barrel. Tezvav means you can fit three into the barrel. Yeah, there's no machlokes. Iboilu, put him on another shayla now, new shayla. Iboilu, you. Hani yabo v'chomish dekoma. That if you say you take out four or five pitches of barrels from the room, you want to clean out the room, because you want Orchim to sit there, or you want to learn there. You clean out four or five. Afagav yisle Orchim tuva. Doesn't mean even though you have a lot of guests, there's no nafkamina how many guests you have. You can't take out more than four or five. And this will be chur. This is the shayla according to the first man d'yama. And the first man d'yama said it means four and five v'diyik. So four or five v'diyik is the question. Four and five means for no matter how many guests you have, it's only four and five. Or dil manein hakol ufi orchim. It depends how many orchim you have. It means for each one guest you have, you're allowed to empty out the space of five barrels. Let's say you have three orchim coming, you can empty out the space in 15 barrels. That's the shayla. Because when it says four and five, does it mean for everybody or just for each one separately? Trashi boilu, klod rashi alibud Rav Chisda. The shayla is only according to Rav Chisda. That paskin, the Mishnah says four and five, it means v'div. You only have had to carry out either four from a small oitzer or five barrels from a big oitzer. So now, does it mean for each guest or not for all the guests? And if you want to say lakula, no, it depends. Like for every single guest, you're allowed to take out another four and five. Chad gavra mafti lakulin. Are you allowed to let one person clean out all the barrels? From the place, if you have five guests, so you're allowed to clean out 25 barrels. It's a lot of work. Are you allowed to let one person do it? No, you have to tell the guest, Hesakzi, you want to come and sit down? Each one come and take out five barrels outside and make room for you to sit down. But one person can't do more than five. That's already too much tircha. We're only Matthew for to do like this. That's the shayla. Toshima, come here, I'll bring you right. Yetoshima, the Yomar Rabbi, Omar Rabbi Chia, Pa Machas Holach Rabbi L'Mokem Echad. Rabbi went to a place for Ro Mokem Dochel Talmidim. As he saw a Rabbi giving a shir, that the Talmidim had no place to sit there. V'yotzel Asoda. So what did Rabbi do? He went out to the field. Omotz Asoda Malaya Oimrim. He saw a field full of bundles of tefuah. V'imor Rabbi Kol Asoda Kula, and Rabbi cleaned out the whole Asoda himself. To make room for the Talmidim, instead of being stuffed up in a small room, he told them, here's a nice big open place in the field, go learn there. There's a Chura Shema Mina for you both. Hakelu for Yorchim, Eshton you see, you're allowed to clean up as much as you want, depending upon the Yorchim. And the Chura should also be a Raya, that one person can do it all. For Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Oishia, the Maisel like this. Pamachas, Holach Rabbi Chia, Lamokim Echad. For all, Mokim Dachel, the Talmidim. The Yotzel saw the Motzah saw them lay Oimrim. He saw a field, but full of bundles, full of Tfuah. The Yimma Rabbi Chia called us the Kula. And he pulled off the Tfuah. Not pulled off. He cleaned off the bundles. The Drashi of Imr means, the Imr. Fonas Oimrim, he cleaned away the bundles. The Karmel is heavy. It was a Karmel, so Chura, how you like to carry? The Drashi of Apokas, Pokas, and Daldamis. Each bundle he carried less than Dalad Amis, he put it down, and then he carried it more. That's a chiddush. It's about this Ledvar Mitzvah, you're allowed to carry pachas pachas. Even though Stamazoi, you're not allowed to carry pachas pachas. Mishus Rabbim, or even the Carmelis. If you have a chiddush there, you're not allowed to like walk less than Dalad Amis, put it down, then walk again. Only Ledvar Mitzvah is in Mutter. There is called Ledvar Mitzvah, the Tzarech Talmidim to learn. So the Mara Shema Mina HaKel for Yorchim. So you have a rai here, that you're allowed to clean out as much room as you need. If you have like 20 Talmidim here, you're allowed to clean out a whole Sada to make room for all the Talmidim. So more of we are dying to be to burla. I still have the first shayla, the second shayla. Chad gavra mefanle lekula. When you want to clean out like 20 barrels, can one person do for everybody? Or dilma kol gavra regavra mefanle nafshe. No, each person has to clean out for himself. So lechur, it's a klor rai from here also. Toshema v'yimor rebi. It says klor rebi cleaned out the whole Sada. So the mashma, one person is allowed to clean out to everybody. That Rebbe himself cleaned out the bundles. That the Rosh Hashiva himself did it. It's not that he told other people to do it, but it was done because he told them to do it. It could be Rebbe Taka told 5 different Talmidim to do it. Or else Rebbe told each Talmud, you know what? Let's go out of the field now, a nice big open field, and everybody clean out the place for himself. I think that's what we Paskin also. That everybody, one person can't clean out more than 4 or 5 bundles. Each one has to do for his own place. Right. Mifnei Orchim. So Mishnah says the Chiddush, you're allowed to clean out these barrels for Tzarech Orchim. So tomorrow, Rebbe Yechanan. And the Mishnah Tzaraya, Gidoylo Hachnosas Orchim, Ki Ashkomas Beis HaMedrash. That the mitzvah of Hachnosas Orchim is just as great as coming to learn Ashkomas Beis HaMedrash. What's the Raya? Because the Mishnah says, Diptoni, Mifnei Orchim, or Mifnei Dito Beis HaMedrash. The Mishnah says there are 2 reasons that you're allowed to do this Tircha on Shabbos. You're allowed to do the Tircha either because you have guests over, or else Mishum Dito Beis HaMedrash. Mashma, both mitzvahs are equal adodi. So the mitzvah of Hachnos Tzorchim is just as great as the Indian of learning Torah. For Avdimim and Adoy Yom Afak, Yoysom Yashkamas Beis HaMedrash. You know, it's even a bigger schus than Ashkamas Beis HaMedrash. Tiktoni Mifnei Orchim, for Hodim of Nebito Beis HaMedrash. As the Mishnah first says, the Hefter of Orchim, Mashma, that's the bigger mitzvah. And then it says Mishnah Bito Beis HaMedrash. So some want to learn Bito Beis HaMedrash, it doesn't really mean out the extra learning Torah itself. I mean, they would have been learning anyway. It just means that Zayi could learn the Ravchis, like the heft of the Mishnah is, that they shouldn't be learning Doch squash together. You'll have to clean out the place, then they should learn the Ravchis. So, Hachnosas Orchim is greater than its Indian of learning the Ravchis. Go on to the big mitzvah, Hachnosas Orchim. Nomer, Omer Rav Yehudu, Omer Rav. It's interesting. The Mechava Paskins, really, who's called Hachnosas Orchim? He says, Hachnosas Orchim, Orch means a guest you have that doesn't have a house in this city. Like he's from someplace else, he has no place to stay, he's staying by your house, that's called Nerech. But so you want to invite your next door neighbor over to your house to eat, that's not called Achnos Orchim. Could be still a mitzvah to do, Mishum Reis. You wouldn't have the head to this mission here. Achnos Orchim means you have a guest over here that has no place else to eat, so he has to eat by you. So merely you let him clean out your place to let him eat. But this time you want to invite your next door neighbor over and you don't have room for him, so don't invite him over right now, you don't have room for him. That wouldn't be a head to Achnos Orchim. Because Achnos Orchim means that the Orich doesn't have a place to eat, and his only place to stay is by you, so then you have the Heter. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Gedoyla Hachnosas Orchim Meakpolas Pnei Shechina. It's a bigger Inyan to the Achnos Orchim than to be Mekabel to be in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chesed says that Avraham Avinu, Vayomer, Imno Metzos Sechem Vienecho Ano Savon. So this man, Yom, it's Machleitis. The Tais speaks out. Kisova Kaman Yom Vishvu is the Ayah Shem Kodesh. Is it that Avraham is talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Ika Man Yom Hosem Shu Choyl. Shem Lomlochim Hoi Yimadav Shoyim Azminim. Some say no, he was talking to the Malachim. But our Gemara now is going that Avraham Avinu was talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and telling Hashem, wait for me, I have to go be Mekabel to Achnosas Orchim. So you see, it was Kedai for Avraham Avinu to leave alone HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to go do the mitzvah Achnosas Orchim. So Achnosas Orchim is greater than Ninyan of Mekabel Pnei Shechina. Omer Rebbe Loza, Bo V'Rosh Lokim Nis HaKadosh Baruch Hu Minis Bosa V'Dom. That Eivishter has bigger midas than we have. Midas Bosa V'Dom, Im Kotem Yochul, Ein Kotem Yochul Leimu L'Godol, Hamtim Ad Shavi Eslecha. Usually if you have a great person next to you and you want to talk to a small person, you don't tell the great person, wait, I have to talk to somebody else. You leave the small person alone and you take care of the Godel. V'ilu v'akadosh baruch hu nitazoi, v'aksiv v'yomer, that Avram said, imno mitzosi, that Avram told the Kodesh Baruch Hu, even though Avram was talking to Hashem, he told Hashem, wait please, I have to go take care of these Orchim. And when Avram didn't know the Malachim, Avram thought there were some Arabs there, mamash ketanim. Still it was, that's the meaning of Kodesh Baruch Hu, take care of us. Om Rav Yehuda Bar Sheila, Om Rav Asim Rav Yechinim, Shisha Dvorim Odom Oichel Perosem V'olam Azeh, V'akeren Kiyemet L'olam Abur. The 6 mitzvahs, you get Karen Kayev, you get Perasein Be'olam Azeh. And that's the Kiddush. Even though we hold Tzchar B'hayal Malekha, but I call upon him, you get some Tzchar Be'olam Azeh. You get from these Zachin, you get something. So Toys learns the Pshat, the Mor Gdushin says, Perakam Gdushin Meforesh Dainu, Yemoysa Shkula Machras, the Tzchar Mitzvah B'hayal Malekha. Just means that Luitzu Yedinia, that you're a Machzer and a Machzer, and you have these mitzvahs with you, so these mitzvahs will be Machri Lakatzchus. Because the real schar you don't get. But other people say that these mitzvahs are mitzvahs of chesed. Mitzvah sa chesed de ra per se in b'olam hazeh. Chesed is you do good to somebody else. The fact you do good as midi k'neged midi, since you do good to somebody else, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does good back to you, even in this world also. That's called Yoichel per se in b'olam hazeh. But if I did the ikis char, the keren kayemes, that's the olam habo. V'elu heim, what are these six mitzvahs? He's all mitzvahs a chesed. Hachnosas orchim, v'bikir cholim, v'yin tefillah. So what's the yin tefillah? It's actually the chavim b'tefillosei. We'll soon see in the Gemara why this is called chesed. If you mind, what she means, you daven good with kavona. The yashkom is based on medrash. So what then you come to learn Torah? That's also called chesed. And we once spoke out, because the whole world is only existing because people learn Torah. So when you come to learn Torah, your mom is doing the biggest chesed with the whole world. You're making the world exist. That was the Yom HaShisha, because Baruch Hu made a time with Mice and Gracious. If the Klai Yisrael would not learn Torah, there'll be Tov Avo. So the fact we learn Torah, that's doing chesed with the Bria, that's also called chesed, learning Torah. Maybe you get Perasayim Velum Azeh for Torah. The Amagad of Bonham Talmud Torah, that's also B'chlal Talmud Torah. You let your kids learn Torah. Whenever your Chava did something to you, you don't know if he meant for good or not, you're down the Kavzchus, and start within the Kavzchus. So these are all in Yoni Yechesed. For the more Eini, for Anan Tanan, Eilu Dvarim Sha'odam Oysam. People do these mitzvahs. For Eichel Perasayim Velum Azeh. So much more than just these six. For you get what do we have in the Mishnah Peya? Is Ve'elohen Kibbutz Avim or Gemilas Chasodim Ve'avor Shalom Shebeinodim Lechaveroi VeTalmud Torah Kneged Kulam. So Churahana Yid Midachrin Aloy, and this is the Kasha. Is Mashma only these and nothing else? Kurs Astira, you say six, and here we have different ones. That the Cheshbon doesn't stim, and the Gemara Hani Nami.